This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Just over 3 years ago, a Tunisian street vendor set himself on fire, kicking off the Arab Spring. Much of the revolution had its roots in economic instability, and this weekend, Tunisia adopted a new, more progressive constitution. So we're taking a look at the economic challenges it's still facing as it rebuilds. Here's Marketplace's David Weinberg.
The political instability in Tunisia has no doubt hurt the economy. Tourism, which makes up 12% of GDP, was especially hard hit. But the adoption of the new constitution could assure foreign investors and tourists that it's safe to come to Tunisia.
And on the other hand, it's going to also to reassure and to give confidence to local companies and the local economy. However, this is not probably going to be enough.
Ricardo Fabiani is the lead North African analyst with the Eurasia Group. One of Tunisia's biggest problems prior to the revolution was corruption and cronyism. The good news, says World Bank economist Jean-Luc Bernasconi, many of these corrupt officials have been removed from power.
Now, these cronies are gone, but the barriers and the regulation are still there, and are still somewhat of a structural problem for the private sector.
Bernasconi says the new government will have to create policy reforms to solve these larger structural problems. But Tunisia's slow economic growth is also the result of weak European economies, something the new government can't control. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.